This is the Indiana Soccer Network Around the State Daily Update. Here's your host, Dustin Fuller.
Thank you, Josh Kramer, and welcome to the Indiana Soccer Network Daily Update. Today is Thursday, August 20th, 2026. Quiet night last night on the pitch, but that'll be made up for this evening, as there were about 60 matchups that took place on the soccer fields throughout the state of Indiana that were at least scheduled. We don't have everything because not everything came in, but we do have several things. We're going to start off with high school girls.
High school girls.
Beech Grove down Speedway 8-1 as Harper Moore scored 4 goals and added an assist in the effort for the Hornets of Beech Grove. They're now 2-1 on the season. Plainfield holds off Whiteland 1-0 at home. For the Lady Quakers, they scored their lone goal in the 72nd minute from senior Bailey Errett. Plainfield now 2-1 on the season. Whiteland slips to 2-1 with the defeat. New Palestine doubles up Oldenburg Academy 6-3. New Pal saw a big performance from freshman Reese Davison as she put in 4 goals for the Dragons. For Oldenburg, they saw a pair of goals scored in the losing effort from junior Aubrey Baker. Culver Community blanks Peru 7-0, a 4-goal effort from Ava McCune for the Lady Cavaliers. Culver also saw a pair of goals from Alexis Gesanovas. White River Valley down South Vermilion 13-0. McKenna Lefevre added 5 goals and is also setting at 8 goals on the season. Wolverines now 2-0 on the campaign. Boone Grove blanks Griffith 5-0. Chloe Cisneros scored a hat trick in the win for the Wolves. Oak Hill clean sheets Kokomo 6-0. For Oak Hill, seniors Cora Pond and Annie Hale each had a pair of goals in the win. Oak Hill now 2-0 on the young season. Evansville North blanks Evansville Central 5-0. For the Huskies, Harper Anderson scored 5 goals while Kayla Delf added 3 more for North. Avon down Terre Haute North 5-1. For the Orioles, Bree Carlisle put the ball in the back of the net twice in the win. Other girls' soccer action from around the state. As we check scores, it was Boone Grove over Griffith 5-0. Northwestern and Sheridan played to a 0-0 draw. Shelbyville over Monrovia by a final count of 2-1. Peru and Culver Academy matched up. Culver Academy blanked Peru 7-0. It was Maitland over South Ripley 9-1. Warsaw over Chesterton 2-0. It was Zionsville over Guerin Catholic 3-1. Noblesville defeated Pendleton Heights 4-1. Brebeuf Jesuit and Brownsburg played to a 1-1 draw. Covenant Christian and Ben Davis in action. Ben Davis held off Covenant Christian 2-1. It was Fort Wayne Concordia Lutheran over Norwell 4-1. Homestead blanks Belmont 6-0. Leo over Carroll Fort Wayne 2-0. Franklin Community over Bloomington North. Final score 5-0. Franklin Central and Hamilton Southeastern matchup. It was Hamilton Southeastern over Franklin Central 8-0. Center Grove blanks Bloomington South 3-0. In their matchup, Tri-West Hendricks doubles up Greenwood. Final score of 4-2. Triton Central over Indian Creek 3-1. As that is a look at the girls' high school scores from around the state.
High school boys.
We do have some info from boys soccer action as Evansville North blanked Evansville Central 5-0. For the Huskies, they saw a pair of goals on the attack from Cameron Adcock in the win for the Huskies. Fort Wayne Snyder down Marion 7-3. Giants received a hat trick out of Keegan Cook in the losing effort. For Fort Wayne Snyder, juniors Victor Segura Carmona and Landon Kinney each scored a pair of goals for the Panthers. Twin Lakes defeated Rossville 9-0. For Twin Lakes, senior Anderson Ruiz Rodriguez put home 4 goals, while senior Christopher Ibarra Gonzalez added a pair of goals for the Indians. Taking a look at other boys' soccer action from around the state, it was Valparaiso over Portage, that final score, 2-1. Crown Point blanks Michigan City, 12-0. It was Corydon Central over Henryville, 6-2. Clarksville over Salem, 12-0. Andrean beats Highland, 1-0. It was Heritage over Belmont, 3-0. South Bend St. Joseph all over South Bend Washington, 12-0. South Bend Adams like South Bend Riley, 8-0. Mishawaka Marion over Elkhart, 2-0. It was Providence falling to Jeffersonville, 3-1. As that is a look at the boys' soccer action that we have from last night. We're going to see what's on the girls' soccer docket first for this evening. Heron is at Indianapolis Cecina, Boonville and Gibson Southern, Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian at South Adams, Princeton is at South Knox, Wawasee at West Noble, Mount Vernon at Evansville Harrison, River Forest of Illinois at Maryville, Sullivan at West Vigo, Alexandria Monroe at Tri-Central, Lawrence Central at Covenant Christian, Wheeler at Indiana Christian, Fort Wayne Snyder at Fort Wayne Wayne, Lebanon at Covington, Logansport over Western, Connersville at Richmond, Rochester over LaVille. It's Fort Wayne Southside at New Haven, Twin Lakes at Rossville, Batesville travels over to Rushville, Bar Reeve visits North Knox, Western Boone at Southmont, Eastern at North Miami, Edgewood at Bloomfield, Apollo at Evansville Day School, Plymouth at Argos, Greenwood Christian Academy travels to Brown County, Fort Wayne Bishop Lures travels to Fort Wayne Canterbury, Rising Sun is at Franklin County, Heritage Hills at Henderson County, Kentucky, Jennings County at Charlestown, Silver Creek at Providence, Danville at Bethesda Christian, Eastbrook at Delta, East Central at Lawrenceburg, McCutcheon at Greencastle, New Prairie at Trinity Academy, Bremen at Elkhart, Triton Central at Southport, Marquette Catholic at Glen, Lakeland at East Noble, Crystal House at Indianapolis Shortridge, Wabash at Tippecanoe Valley, Jeffersonville at North Harrison, Crawfordsville at Benton Central, New Albany visits Jasper, Sheridan at Frankfort, Corydon Central at Scottsburg, Indianapolis Cardinal Ritter at Indianapolis Arsenal Tech, Mishawaka at Concord, Heritage at Jay County, Portage at Andrean, DeKalb at Angola, Seymour visits Columbus North, South Spencer at Northeast Dubois, Pike Central travels to Washington, Westview is at Jimtown, Eastside at West Noble, North Central of Indianapolis at Lawrence North, Griffith over Hanover Central, Fort Wayne Northside at Fort Wayne Concordia Lutheran, is Harrison of West Lafayette at Lowell, Carmel at Pike, LaPel visits Hamilton Heights, East Chicago Central at Hammond Central, Northwood at Columbia City, Shaw Memorial at Christian Academy, Taylor at Tipton, and Switzerland County visiting South Dearborn. A grand total on the slate this evening of 69 girls soccer matchups. It's 99 soccer matchups on the boys soccer side, with action beginning at 4:30 today. That is on the Central Time side, as Heritage Hills travels to Southridge. Winnemac visits Oregon Davis. Covenant Christian is at University. Victory Christian Academy visits Marquette Catholic. Wapahani travels to Muncie Central. DeMont Christian is at Counts. East Chicago Central at Hammond Central. Wawasee is at Culver Community. La Lumiere is in action as well. Knightstown is at Indianapolis Lutheran. Irvington Prep is at Victory College Prep. Covington at Faith Christian. Southwestern of Hanover travels to Madison. Ileana Christian is at Kankakee Valley. Richmond travels to Muncie Burris. Lafayette Jefferson travels to Indianapolis Crispus Attucks. Manchester is at Peru. Lakeland at Garrett. Frankfort at Western Boone. Park Tudor at International. Tippecanoe Valley at Central Noble. Bloomfield at Lighthouse Christian. Evansville Day School travels to Evansville Wrights. North Putnam is at Traders Point Christian. Monrovia is at Shelbyville. Bedford North Lawrence at Mitchell. Lafayette Central Catholic at North Montgomery. Brown County at Hauser. Greensburg is at South Dearborn. Carroll Fort Wayne is at Tipton. Daleville at Eastern. Indianapolis Cecina Memorial is at Purdue Broad Ripple. South Ripley is at Milan. Caston is at Rochester. Purdue Poly Inglewood travels to Horizon Christian. Purdue Polytechnic in action as well. Delphi Community is at Sheridan. Indianapolis Bishop Chittard travels to Providence Cristo Rey. Cascade is at Crawfordsville. Centerville at Delta. South Spencer at Mount Vernon of Posey. Glenn at Mishawaka. Speedway is at Beech Grove. Maconaqua at Taylor. Franklin Central at Greenwood Christian Academy. Fort Wayne Canterbury travels to Fort Wayne Bishop Lewers. Fort Wayne Concordia Lutheran is at Fort Wayne Northside. Bloomington South travels to Evansville North. Lakewood Park Christian is on the road at DeKalb. Norwell is at Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian. Bethany Christian is at Northwood. Eastside at West Noble. Northview at Terre Haute North. Roncalli at Southport. New Haven at Heritage. Terre Haute South is at Indy Genesis Homeschool. Hamilton Southeastern is at Mount Vernon of Fortville. Pendleton Heights travels to Lawrence Central. Morristown is at Southwestern of Shelby. Oak Hill at Huntington North. McCutcheon at Zionsville. Perry Meridian at Decatur Central. Gameron Catholic at Heritage Christian. Pike at Westfield. Mooresville at Martinsville. South Bend St. Joseph at Warsaw. Hanover Central Griffith. Harrison at Danville. It is Indianapolis Cardinal Ritter on the road at Brebeuf Jesuit. Northwestern at Kokomo. Yorktown and New Palestine. Westville travels to LaVille. Jasper faces Evansville Memorial. Homestead at Fort Wayne Northrop. Sullivan at West Vigo. Angola at Westview. Indian Creek at Trenton Central. Indianapolis Arsenal Tech at Warren Central. Jay County faces Fort Wayne Southside. Rising Sun is at Franklin County. Bloomington North travels to Franklin Community. Heron is at Avon. Lawrence North visits Center Grove. Plymouth travels to Argus. It is Carmel and Ben Davis squaring off at Ben Davis. Hamilton Heights at West Lafayette. Plainfield at Whiteland. Indianapolis Shortridge at Crystal House. Greenfield Central at East Central. Lawrenceburg travels to Columbus East. Columbia City is at Eastbrook. Floyd Central travels to Charlestown. Fort Wayne Wayne at Fort Wayne Snyder. St. Xavier of Louisville on the road at New Albany. Greenwood at Tri-West Hendricks. Leo at Fort Wayne Bishop Dwinger. Columbus North travels to Bloomington North and Princeton at South Knox. As that is the slate of boys high school soccer games and girls high school soccer games throughout the state of Indiana. Coming up, we've got plenty of college soccer, both on the men's and women's side, coming up tonight as well. This is the Indiana Soccer Network Daily Update for August 20th. Are you looking for a career where every day is different? Illin Media is looking for an outgoing, motivated marketing representative to help local businesses grow through radio, digital marketing, social media, podcasts, and more. If you enjoy meeting with people, building relationships, and making a difference in your community, we want to hear from you. Email me, dustin.fuller@myillinmedia.com. If you've got sales or marketing experience, that's a plus, but we're willing to train you as well. Illin Media and Entertainment is an equal opportunity employer. Welcome back to the Daily Update from Indiana Soccer Network. College soccer season is back on the men's side as men's season starts this evening. Very busy schedule. Let's take a look.
College men.
We'll start in Bloomington, where one of the biggest matchups of the opening night will take center stage. Notre Dame will visit number 22 Indiana for an 8 o'clock kickoff at Bill Armstrong Stadium. And if recent history tells us anything, you can expect it to be a pretty close one. Each of the last 10 meetings between the Hoosiers and Fighting Irish has either ended in a draw or a game that is decided by a single goal. Indiana returned several key pieces, including Samuel Oduro, who has recorded 12 goals and 13 assists during the first three seasons of his. Hoosiers also hit the transfer portal hard, adding players from Bowling Green, Missouri State, Ohio State, Evansville, and Northern Illinois. Notre Dame comes to Bloomington with plenty of talent as well, setting up for an outstanding opening night test for both programs. Again, Notre Dame at number 22, Indiana, 8 o'clock tonight at Bloomington. You can catch that on Big Ten Plus. In Indianapolis, a new era begins with Butler Bulldogs as Butler will host Northern Illinois at 5 o'clock at the Selleck Bowl in the first regular season matchup under new head coach Ian Sarchan. There are plenty of new faces on the Butler roster making Thursday night's opener the first opportunity to see what the Bulldogs will look like under their new head coach. Northern Illinois and Butler, a 5 o'clock kickoff in Indianapolis. That's available on ESPN+. IU Indianapolis Jaguars face a major challenge to begin their soccer season as they travel to Louisville to take on the Cardinals at 6. Jaguars finished 6-8-3 last season and added several transfers during the offseason, including players from Xavier, Bellarmine, and Chicago State. Thursday gives IU Indy an immediate opportunity to see how that rebuilt roster will stack up against an ACC opponent. IU Indy at Louisville. That's a 6 o'clock kick this evening. Also in Louisville tonight, Evansville Purple Aces visit Bellarmine. Evansville enters the new season picked 3rd in the Missouri Valley Conference preseason poll. And Thursday's opener begins an interesting first week for the Aces. They'll face Bellarmine at 6 this evening before heading to Bloomington for a Sunday showdown against the IU Hoosiers. Evansville at Bellarmine, 6 p.m. this evening at Louisville. University of Southern Indiana Screaming Eagles also begin their season away from home as they travel to Wisconsin to face UW-Milwaukee. Kickoff is 5 o'clock Central, 6 o'clock Eastern. For the Screaming Eagles, their first chance to build some early momentum before conference play becomes the focus in their season later on. Southern Illinois at UW-Milwaukee, 6 Eastern, 5 Central tonight. Taking a look now, NAIA action on the college men's side, because there's some outstanding matchups on that end. We'll start in Marion, where Indiana Wesleyan will host Dalton State at 4 p.m. There aren't many easy ways to begin a season when Dalton State is your opening opponent either. Roadrunners have established themselves as one of the premier programs in NAIA men's soccer, while Indiana Wesleyan has climbed as high as number 6 nationally last season. It makes Thursday afternoon's matchup a measuring stick for the Wildcats. Dalton State at Indiana Wesleyan, 4 o'clock in Marion. At 4:30 this afternoon, number 22 Grace faces Northwestern Ohio at the Rio Grande Classic in Ohio. It's an opportunity for the Grace College squad to get a quality result against a strong NAIA opponent. Grace at Northwestern Ohio, 4:30 this afternoon. And then a good one in Mishawaka as Indiana Tech visits Bethel at 7. And there's already a storyline to this one as these teams met in the round of 16 last year at the NAIA National Championships. Indiana Tech won that matchup 1-0, ending Bethel's season. Now the Pilots get another shot at the Warriors, this time at home and on opening night. Indiana Tech went 18-5-1 last season and won the WHAC Conference Tournament Championship and eventually reached the NAIA National Quarterfinals. So a big matchup tonight, Indiana Tech at Bethel, 7 o'clock at Morey Field in Mishawaka. Marion begins its season opener at home against St. Francis of Illinois. The Knights finished 9-6-4 last season. They look to take on a great start to the season and make another step forward in 2026. Kickoff set for 7:30 at Ascension St. Vincent Field. Thursday shaping up to be a busy night in college women's soccer as well around the Hoosier State. Starting off at Evansville, where the first Division I matchup of the night kicks off at 5 as Southern Indiana will welcome Akron to Swanswake Field. USI comes into the matchup 0-1-1 after a scoreless draw with Wright State and a 2-0 loss to Middle Tennessee on Sunday. Challenge Thursday will be finding some offense. Through the first two matches, the Screaming Eagles are still looking for their first goal of the season. Akron comes to Evansville after opening their season with a 3-0 victory over Oakland, so USI's defense could be tested. Kickoff set for 5 this evening, Eastern Time, 4 o'clock Central. Later, across town in Evansville, Southeast Missouri State will visit the Purple Aces. Evansville opened its season with an impressive 1-1 draw on the road against Purdue. Now the Aces return home looking to turn that strong opening performance into their first win this evening. And if last year's meeting is any indication, this one could be entertaining, as Evansville defeated SEMO 4-3 in last season's matchup. Keep an eye on whether Evansville can be a little more aggressive going forward against Purdue. Aces showed that they could absorb pressure. Thursday night, they may have an opportunity to dictate more of the match. Southeast Missouri and Evansville getting underway at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. In West Lafayette, Purdue welcomes Chicago State to Folk Field at 7. The Boilermakers enter this one with some serious offensive momentum, as Purdue is 1-0-1 on the season. They drew their opener against Evansville and then exploded for a 7-1 victory over Purdue Fort Wayne on Sunday. 6 of those 7 goals came in the first half. So the question Thursday is simple. Can the Boilers do it again? Chicago State will try to slow down a Purdue attack that suddenly looks very dangerous. Purdue and Chicago State, 7 Eastern, 6 Central in West Lafayette at Folk Field. The game of the night, it's in Indianapolis, as it's an all-Indiana Division I battle. Ball State and Butler. Cardinals head to Selig Bowl after opening their regular season with a 2-0 victory over IU Indy. Ball State showed immediately that they can attack, scoring just minutes into the season opener. Now a much different test, a road match against the Big East opponent. For Butler, it's an opportunity to pick up an early in-state victory and defend their home field. And for Ball State, it's a chance to prove that they are impressive so far, to say the least. Again, two Indiana programs, MAC against Big East, Ball State and Butler, 7:30 kick this evening in Indianapolis. In Northwest Indiana, Valparaiso will welcome Western Illinois to Brown Field. Valpo enters the tilt, still looking for their first win. The Beacons came painfully close on Sunday, however. They fell to SIU Edwardsville before giving up the tying goal with just 10 seconds remaining in a 2-2 draw. Western Illinois, meanwhile, comes into Thursday's matchup after suffering a 5-0 loss against Southern Illinois. That makes it a real opportunity for Valpo to get on the winning side of things, as kickoff set for 8 Eastern, 7 Central up at Brown Field at Valparaiso. Fascinating matchup that was originally supposed to take place Wednesday night in Terre Haute is now set for tonight. Indiana State against St. Mary of the Woods. It's an NCAA Division I matchup against an NAIA program from the same area, as Indiana State coming off an 8-6-6 season last season. Sycamores finished 3rd in the Missouri Valley in women's soccer. They returned 4 of their top 5 goal scorers, including Alex Leonard, who recorded 9 goals and 6 assists last year. For St. Mary of the Woods, it's an opportunity to test themselves against Division I competition. And for Indiana State, it's a match where the Sycamores will expect to control possession and create opportunities. The all-Vigo County matchup kicks off at 7 Eastern. Notre Dame Fighting Irish will head west to face Nebraska, as the Irish open their season with back-to-back draws and are still searching for their first victory. But this is a Notre Dame team that has aspirations for a national title, and a road match against a Big Ten opponent provide another significant early test for the Fighting Irish, as Notre Dame and Nebraska will kick off at 8 Eastern, 7 Central in Lincoln. Plenty on the NAIA side as well, as this afternoon in Mishawaka, Bethel will host St. Xavier at 3:30. In Indianapolis, Marion welcomes St. Francis of Illinois at 5. Marion has become a regular presence on the national stage. Thursday marks the beginning of another season in which the Knights expect to contend for the Crossroads League and beyond. At 6 o'clock, Huntington will host Brescia at King Stadium. And at 7, Fort Wayne St. Francis will welcome Defiance to Bishop Darcy Stadium. Meanwhile, Indiana Wesleyan will head to Lima, Ohio to take on Northwestern Ohio. And that is a look at the college men's and women's soccer slate for this evening. And that does it for us on the Indiana Soccer Network Daily Update for this Thursday, August 20th. I'm Dustin Fuller saying thank you for joining us, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
Join us Monday through Saturday for daily updates on what's going on throughout the state of Indiana on the pitch. This is Indiana Soccer Network.